Talk Radio for Catholic Life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Hey, welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. We are giving hope today, and we're reliant upon you specifically in helping us to give hope, to bring Christ to the world through the media. What a wonderful mission, and glad that you are part of it. Thank you to all of those who have been part of it, and we are grateful that you are joining us here for another hour of the Inner Life. As always, of course, we'd like to begin every hour of our pledge drive with a memorare. So please pray with me in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So grateful again that you are tuning in to Relevant Radio during our Spring Pledge Drive week. And my name is Patrick Conley. We are here launching another hour of the Inner Life. Grateful that you're tuning in for this program as well. Today we're talking about something that I think hits near and dear to a lot of people, who have seen loved ones leave the faith. And that's what we're talking about, when loved ones leave the faith. And our spiritual director today is Father Dave Heaney, who grew up in Thousand Oaks, California, ordained for the Archdiocese of Los Angeles back in 1978, received a master's degree in 1991 in marriage, family, and child counseling from USC, the University of Southern California. So grateful that you are with us again, Father Heaney. Welcome.
Thank you. Always great to be with you, Patrick. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. An important topic, too, if I may say so. I mean, I remember being in various conferences and having the question asked, you know, who here has had a loved one leave the faith? And every hand went up. That is just, it's something that we all encounter. So let's start off with, what are some of your thoughts about why, especially those who are young, maybe college age, young adults, that sort of thing, Some stay in church, some leave, and some actually come back after they leave.
Well, you know, let me say that's an interesting. Let me just start with the image that you had about, you know, who here has had someone in their family leave the faith, and hands go up, and you know, one person's hand that would go up would be our Lord. You know, Jesus picked 12 disciples, and one of them, you know, left the faith and betrayed him. All of them abandoned him except for John at the cross. So, you know, if you have had family members leave the faith, you are in good company with our Lord, who experienced really the same kind of thing. And, you know, just the difficulty of treasuring and loving our faith, and then seeing others that are close to us, you know, not treasuring it and not loving it as we do. So if your hand went up, you know, our Lord's hand went up as well. So I think, you know, why is it that young adults stay or leave or come back? I think a lot of it depends on certainly family background in this way. I think if young people see faith brings them happiness, if it brings them joy, they're more attracted to it. But if faith comes across as a series of rules and regulations and kind of a grim obedience, they can kind of rebel against that. Ironically, our Lord designed us to kind of resist coercion. We don't like people telling us what to do or pushing us around or forcing us to do things that we don't see. So I think if our faith is wrapped in an envelope of love and happiness, obedience as well, then I think it's going to be more attractive to young people. I think if young people see it as coercive, kind of lifeless, kind of grim obedience, they're not going to be attracted to it. So I think those just kind of in broad strokes and generalities, I think those are the two categories that young people see faith as something that brings them meaning and joy and fulfillment, or kind of a grim set of rules and regulations that don't connect to their life.
And I suppose that's first and foremost encountered with young people by what they see in their family life, right? I mean, that's that may be the first and most influential place, correct?
Yeah, and I think in all fairness, I think I have to bring in two other elements. And I think social media, very often young people are not really connecting with other people, but other avatars, you know, or, you know, just apps on their phone. So they're not having that kind of personal connection, the way to ask questions or to have a conversation. And then tragically, and this is my opinion, but I think it's kind of more widely held now, I think especially for college-age kids, colleges and universities, public colleges and universities, many faculty tend to be anti-religious. And so there's kind of a anti-religious tone in too many of our colleges and universities now. I often say that I'm very lucky because I get to meet some of the smartest people in the world. And some of the smartest people in the world is the freshman, you know, college freshman who comes home after one semester of college.
Mm-hmm.
And they just think they know everything, and everything they heard, you know, when they were younger is out the window and gone. And so now they've suddenly achieved wisdom. So I have found more and more that, you know, families need to be very careful where their children go to college and universities, because very often, I think today, it has a very anti-religious sentiment.
Yeah, that's a good point, Father. Our spiritual director today, Father Dave Heaney, we're talking about when loved ones leave the faith. Do you have a child, perhaps a young adult, a child who has left the faith? Why did they leave? And how did you react? Maybe they've come back to the church. Maybe you yourself have left the church for a while and have come back. Give us a call and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. 888-914-9149 is the studio line, 888-914-9149. You can also send us an email, innerlife@relevantradio.com. Father, early on in the program here, we've gotten Carolina, who's calling in from North Carolina. Carolina, welcome. Thanks for calling the Inner Life.
Hi. Let me just take off my Bluetooth real quick. I know it's better that way. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to share my story. I started listening to Relevant Radio about 2 years ago, right after my conversion, and has just helped solidify coming back to the faith. But I left, I'm a cradle Catholic, left the church going into college. And I just, you know, I was young. I didn't connect with the faith. I didn't find it relevant in my life. I didn't really, I thought I understood, but looking back now, I didn't understand anything. But I had a really hard kind of life in between, just mostly in my marriage, really difficult marriage. But my mom had kind of really, not forced us, but really said, you need to get married in the church. And I did not want to at all. I was, you know, 26 years old or something. But I obeyed her. And it didn't really mean anything to me in the moment. But looking back now and how God has given us so much, and my husband and I, we truly believe that having had a sacramental marriage saved our marriage, because we were not good. And I was literally in a yoga teacher training where I read in the teacher training book about Jesus. And in that moment, Jesus spoke to me and said, you do not know the word of God. And that moment changed my entire life. And I started reading the Bible. And ever since then, this was like 2 years ago, ever since then, the depth of that message and finding real, true communion in the Eucharist with Jesus. And my faith is just growing exponentially. And I feel like I finally have eyes to see and ears to hear, and like a veil was just literally lifted off my eyes, and everything is clear. And it's just, I'm so grateful. And I just wanted to just share that, for especially for parents who have young people who leave, just keep praying for them, because I know my mom prayed and prayed, and her kind of forceful nudges really were not welcome at the time, but now looking back, I have thanked her so much for doing what she did and not giving up on me and my husband. And now my marriage is so blessed, and I'm so grateful. So I just wanted to share that and give hope
Thank
to
you.
Others.
Thank you, Carolina. What a beautiful journey you are on. Yeah. And what a happy ending it has. And thanks be to God for your mother who patiently prayed for you and offered those little nudges here and there to move you in the right direction. But thanks be to God that you paid attention, that you listened especially to that magic moment when you heard that voice that tells you that, you know, to go back to the Word of God. I think those voices actually happen pretty much every day to people. We're just not paying attention.
So that's true. That's
you know,
so
I
true.
Think if we, you know, just maybe get up in the morning and say, Lord, I know you're going to speak to me today. Let me help me to listen, you know.
Yeah. Amen
those
to
nudges
that.
Are going to happen. And so pay attention and good things will happen when we do.
Like amen. Yeah. Carolina, thank you for that. What a great testimony. Thank you for responding to the Lord's voice and the Lord's prompting there. I'm so grateful that you are tuned in here to The Inner Life during our Spring Pledge Drive. We are grateful as we're talking about when loved ones leave the faith with our spiritual director, Father Dave Heaney. Let's take a moment now, though, and listen to Father Rocky, our chairman and CEO of Relevant Radio. He's got a great message for us.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, head of Relevant Radio. Evangelizing on the radio is the most effective and least expensive way to spread the Word of God. Only pennies per hour per person. You can help us keep our costs down by becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Giving Society. You give a set gift of $25 or more every month to Relevant Radio, and when we know we can count on your gift, we can reduce the amount of mail we send out. It helps us to budget better on our end, and of course, the same goes for you on your end. Please consider becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society today. You can join for as little as $25 a month, and this hour, we have matching funds. It only takes a minute to give when you give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. But you can also give by calling us at 877-291-0123. Your gift this hour will be doubled, and it's tax deductible.
Great time and a necessary time to give to Relevant Radio. Won't you obey the great leader of Relevant Radio, Father Rocky? Give right now at 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, and even on a regular basis as part of that St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. We appreciate your gift in any amount, and a really great thing this hour, any amount matched 100%. Partnership Challenge Hour going on for another 45 more minutes here. 877-291-0123 online at relevantradio.com and on the mobile app. Need to kind of get down to business here, inviting you to get around to it. Maybe you've been thinking about it. If you're still hanging in with us on the fourth day of a pledge drive, haven't given yet, now would be a fine time to do it. It all ends at 5 Central tomorrow. We need your call now, your support at 877-291-0123. Take advantage of that 100% match. Great time to give. Great time to help to continue to build that platform for Christ and His church, to bring the good news. You just heard that call moments ago from Carolina. Really a difference that Relevant Radio can make in lives. When the Lord comes into people's lives, it is an amazing thing. When the Eucharist touches people, it's an amazing thing. Relevant Radio can help build up your faith, equip you to share your faith with others. Good things happen. Great things happen when you give hope. And when we work together. Thank you, gifts happen too. Look online at relevantradio.com. Maybe it's that beautiful print of Our Lady of Guadalupe, that frame print yours for your $100 a month giving level, $1,200 for the year. That and a whole lot more at relevantradio.com. Give there too or on the phone, Patrick, 877-291-0123.
Yeah, jump online at relevantradio.com. Utilize our Relevant Radio app. Call 877-291-0123. Multiple ways to give. It's very easy, quick, simple. And yeah, as Glenn said, we do need to get down to business here. We've got a good chunk of time left in this hour where we've got a partnership challenge going on. Dollar for dollar, your gift is matched. So your gift becomes double in just a short amount of time. And all you need to do is jump online at relevantradio.com, go to the Relevant Radio app, or call our number 877-291-0123. And, you know, we are talking about in The Inner Life, we're talking about when loved ones leave the faith, and I was saying how every hand goes up. Let me tell you that I have heard numerous stories from numerous people who have returned to the faith because of the ministry of Relevant Radio. Somebody cued them in, or they found it on their radio dial. They listened, and then they heard that voice of God coming back to them. They saw it coming through to them, and they reached out. They responded in faith, and they re-engaged with their faith. They re-engaged with the Lord. They re-engaged with His church. Help us to do just that and continue on in our mission. RelevantRadio.com, Relevant Radio app, or 877-291-0123. Those are the ways to give. Dollar for dollar partnership challenge match going on right now. Thank you for joining us in supporting and giving hope.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back. say.
Oh, if we could only be singing this song to our loved ones as they came back to the faith. We are so grateful for how people do respond to the Lord's prompting, as Carolina gave us an example with her call early on. If you have left the faith, or if you had loved ones leave the faith, you're wondering what to do. What can I do to help bring them back? Is there something that I can do? Or perhaps you yourself have left the faith and come back. What drew you back? What was it that brought you back into the church and into relationship with the Lord? Give us a call. Join the conversation. 888-914-9149. Again, 888-914-9149. Or send us an email, innerlife@relevantradio.com. Our spiritual director today, Father Dave Heaney, whose latest book, Luke 10 Leadership, How to Succeed in Parish Ministry, a book on parish leadership, is available from Amazon. So, Father, we are grateful that you are leading us through this discussion as it touches the lives of so many people. We talked a little bit about the parents and the home environment being such a tremendous influence on young people and how they view the faith. What about those of us who are parishioners in a community, which every parish community has seen people go away, leave away? What is our role as parts of the community?
Well, always to be a good example, of course. But I think if you're a family, if you're a parent that you're maybe concerned about your children, you know, whether they're going to stay or not, look around the community, look around your parish for friends that you have that are good examples, and bring them to the house, bring them into the home, you know, invite them for dinner, go to the restaurant together, you know, have your kids kind of connect and mix and see good examples of Catholicism, that they can look at and model. And I think also, you know, one of the most powerful motivators in human history is the endorsement, is someone that we look up to, someone that we admire. We want to be like them. I mean, companies spend billions of dollars each year on celebrities, you know, celebrities that will, you know, endorse their products. Mm-hmm. So the same way, if we have either Catholic celebrities, you know, thinking of Jim Caviezel, who played in The Passion of the Christ and so many other religious movies, Mark Wahlberg, who just did Father Stu, you know, Catholic celebrities, kind of making them available to the family, letting them know about, you know, famous people who are happy to be Catholic. God designed us to be very, very powerfully affected by, impacted by important people in our life, and especially famous people. So bringing kind of either, you know, well-known people in the parish to your home, into your family, or just letting your kids know about famous Catholic celebrities. Those are very, very powerful ways that can, they're not guaranteed, you know, your children are not robots, they're not, they can't be programmed, but they can have a very, very powerful impact.
Yeah, absolutely. One other thing that occurs to me, Father, too, is that, you know, I grew up in a small town. And it was a heavily Catholic town. There were a number of Catholics in my town. But I'll tell you, I was not Catholic. I did not grow up Catholic. And I don't think I ever saw our Catholic priest in our small community. At least he wasn't, you know, wearing the clerical shirt or anything mm-hmm. like that if I did see him. And that has a tremendous influence. If we see Catholic priests, Catholic deacons, religious who are in habits, that sort of thing. If we see that, then it starts to normalize it a little bit. I think that has an influence too.
Yeah, and especially if that Catholic priest is, you know, acting in a very respectful way and kind of a, you know, in a way that garners admiration.
Yes.
That just has a very, very powerful impact, and we hope it happens more and more.
True enough. Our spiritual director, Father Dave Heaney, as we're talking about when loved ones leave the faith, if you have a story to tell about how you have left the faith and come back, what was it that drew you back to the church? Tell us the story, 888-914-9149. How about our responsibility, especially regarding the loved ones that we have seen leave the faith, family, friends? Of course, we're driven to our knees, I'm sure, to pray for them, to pray for them to come back. Is that enough? What about things like maybe fasting? Are there other things we can do, Father?
Well, you can bring to bear all of the features of our faith: prayer and fasting, good works, sacrifice, intentions at Mass. Just, you know, fire all guns, as we say.
Yeah.
But like St. Monica, you know, she did all of that for Augustine. Fortunately, her story had a happy ending, but it took some time. It took some years. So, and I think I think the other thing is you want to be careful about taking responsibility. That's a very key word when we say parents, you know, the promises that you make at baptism are only that you will share your faith with your children. You cannot make faith in someone else. Everyone's on their own journey with God. Everyone's on their own path. Sometimes they make their own mistakes. We can't, you know, lay that at the feet of parents. So parents should be very careful about blaming themselves or, you know, that they're going to be at fault when they meet our Lord. And our Lord's going to say, where are your children, you know? So everyone's on their own journey. They only have their own path to travel. So all we can do is live the faith as best as we can, share it as best as we can, and then leave people to the mercy of God. Remember, the only promises the parents make at baptism is that they will do everything they can to share their faith with their children. They cannot make faith in someone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great point, Father. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Doris, who's calling in from Nacito, Wisconsin. Doris, welcome to The Inner Life.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. Well, I just wanted to say what a witness a little boy making his first Holy Communion was to his aunts and uncles and everyone that was there at church to witness him. And he begged his mom for a long time, I need to make my first Holy Communion. And she homeschools him. He was a very good student. He knows everything there is to know about the faith. But because I kept saying, let him do it. Let him make his first Holy Communion. She kept saying, he's not ready. He's not ready. So finally, she says, he's ready. And so last Sunday, he made his first Holy Communion. And as soon as, I'm going to cry, as soon as the priest put our Lord on his tongue, he put his head down and he started crying. And he got back to the pew. All his aunts and uncles were there crying. And his mom, my daughter, said, honey, you are right. And he goes, oh, Mama, I finally have Jesus. He's right here in me. He's right here. I feel him. And he was just crying. And everybody, of course, everybody was crying by that time. But, I mean, he was a true witness to the ones that have been away from their faith for a long time.
Well, you know, a minute ago I was talking about hoping that older parishioners would have an impact on children. But your story, Doris, is so beautiful because that's a child making his or her first communion, and that child having a huge impact on the rest of the family. You know, I think, you know, your child's expression of faith just comes across as so innocent and so powerful and so honest that I think it really kind of, you know, made an impact on all the older people who were there, and maybe caused them to think about, you know, where am I with my faith? How can I get the faith of that child? How can I have that joy and happiness that child has? So and it just shows the kind of impact that we have on one another, whether it's a older person on a young child or, and like in your story, a young child having a major impact on all of the aunts and uncles who came. What a great, powerful story. Thank you, Doris, for sharing it with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Doris. I know we just did our first Holy Communion Mass as well, and it does. It moves you to tears to see these young children, and it's a tremendous witness to our faith. We're so grateful for that. We are talking today about when loved ones leave the faith here on The Inner Life with our spiritual director, Father Dave Heaney. We got more to come, but, you know, let's take a moment to really think about how to give hope.
Love to hear their stories. What beautiful stories of the faith. Who else can bring you those but Relevant Radio? That's what we need to have on the radio dial. Stories of the good, the true, and the beautiful. There's plenty of stations out there that'll rile you up with politics and sports and music that doesn't honor our Lord. Relevant Radio here to give you the truth of Jesus Christ and His church, to be that platform for the Holy Spirit to help change lives, to give hope. That's what we're about, giving hope, and that's the theme of our Spring Pledge Drive. By the way, it ends tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central. That's why we need this hour today to be a big day. It's all over tomorrow. Don't wait any longer. If you're feeling that little tug of the Holy Spirit, obey that prompt, won't you? And get to the phone at 877-291-0123. You can go online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app. All safe, secure, quick, and easy ways to give to Relevant Radio. Leave some prayer request info, too, if you'd like. We're happy to pray for you individually here at Relevant Radio. It really touches us to hear what's on your heart. Also helps us to address those things with our programming. And of course, we do pray for you as well. Thanks for being part of the family at Relevant Radio. We give hope together. 877-291-0123. 100% match going on for the rest of this hour, too. About 32 minutes left to go with that at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. Can we get to 100 gifts by the end of this hour? 100 folks stepping up online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app or on the phone at 877-291-0123. Something good to do to check off the list before you head out for lunch today. Make that gift to Relevant Radio. Make a difference. Give hope at 877-291-0123.
There are some great gifts that are coming in. A lot of new donors coming in as well. Thank you, Paul in Lincoln, California, for your gift of over $300. New donor there. Bernadette in Chicago, over $500. That she gave, and Anonymous and Willow Springs, not a new donor, but wow, $2,500 gift. Thank you so much for that online gift given at relevantradio.com on the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. Obviously, there's a lot of people who are interested in giving hope, and you know what? If you can give a larger gift, this would be a great time to do it. If the Lord has blessed you, maybe with an income tax refund, something like that that's coming your way, set aside a good portion of it and help to give hope and bring Christ to the world through the media. Your help is certainly needed as we seek to give and give to others the message of the gospel, the message of Christ. If you donate online, there's an exclusive free gift during this partnership challenge where dollar for dollar it is matched. If you give online, we'll send you an MP3 download, a link to an MP3 download. Monsignor Shea is going to lead you through the four Marian dogmas. So give hope today, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or by calling 877-291-0123.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Welcome back to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. My name is Patrick Conley, and you are listening to The Inner Life. Grateful that in just the 26 or so minutes that we have left in this hour, we just surpassed the $10,000 mark for this hour. We would love to see it go up to $25,000 for this hour. If you can be part of that, we would love to hear from you. We are talking today here on The Inner Life about when loved ones leave the faith with our spiritual director, Father Dave Heaney, who is the pastor of St. Bruno Catholic Church in Whittier, California. Let's go back to the phones, Father. We've got Gino, who's calling in from Corpus Christi, Texas. Gino, welcome to The Inner Life.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all you do, and thank you for taking my call. So I'll try to keep this short because I could literally talk to you for about a half hour on this topic. But so I myself came back to the faith in my mid-40s. And what brought me back or what helped me come back was actually enrolling in a Catholic university and starting men retreats. So I became a pilgrim, and then I started being a team member on these retreats. And that helped me tremendously. But also spending time in adoration was also very beneficial. And also I'm a firm believer in, you know, I don't believe in do it when you're ready. I believe in, if you allow the Holy Spirit to work in you and to show you what's right, truthful, and important, what God wants, once you allow the Holy Spirit to work wonders in you, I think that's highly advantageous. So that's my personal story, but my question is, how do you bring loved ones back that have lost the faith or searching for it, when the parents are highly involved in the church and the grandparents, and it's really important in the family, but yet it feels like this younger generation wants to wait till they're ready, or they don't want to be pushed, or you're just going to push them away? I mean, other than lead by example, I want some ideas of how to bring loved ones back and show them the importance. If that makes sense. Also, I also believe that having a strong fatherly influence, the father to take the family and the kids and the grandkids to church, I think that's very important, as a strong father leadership. Do you have any suggestions or questions on my comments?
I sure do, Gino, and thank you for calling, and I'm so glad to hear about your journey and all the things that you're doing with adoration and retreats and actually being a team member of the retreats. All those things are just wonderful to strengthen your faith, but I did pay attention to what you said at the beginning, and that is that you came back to the faith in your mid-40s. So that means that perhaps other family members around you were looking at you and feeling the same way, like, when is Gina going to come back to the faith? When is this going to happen? And they had to wait until you were in your mid-40s. So I think the first thing we always have to realize is to have patience, that, when people come back to the faith can happen at different times. Because you have come back to the faith, you don't want to become impatient for other people who are still on a journey. Remember, it took a while for you to come back yourself, so you want to have that same sense of patience for other people who may come back in their mid-50s, or maybe in their 60s, or maybe on their deathbed, or maybe sooner. So it's, you know, we don't want to kind of place our timetable on other people because they have their own journey to to travel. They have to have their questions answered. They have maybe certain life experiences have to happen to them before they make a return. Maybe it's the response of a sickness or some event in their life that shakes them up, that startles them, that brings them back to the faith, and that hasn't happened yet. So we just have to have that sense of timetable, of journey, that it's different for each person. But everybody can do always is always be the best Catholic that you can be in terms of your words and deeds. And just, you know, let that have an impact on the people around you. It will. But we also want to not impose our timetable on others. Just because we have come back to the faith, we don't want to become impatient for the people around us. Hope that helps, Gino.
Cultivating patience, it's a great thing to do, especially when we're talking about loved ones coming back to the faith. Gino, thanks for the call. Let's go now to Deacon Locke, who's calling in from Richmond, California. Deacon, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, last month on the weekend of the 26th, I was assigned to preach at our church, and the reading was on Lazarus, the calling of Lazarus from the dead. I showed up on Saturday evening for the 5 o'clock Mass. There was a retreat at church for that catechumen, and they came and told me before Mass, Deacon, the reading today will be on the Annunciations instead of what I prefer for. So after Mass, I preached on the Annunciation, and we went home. My wife got a call from her brother, and my wife said, I'm quite busy at the moment. He says, we'll be praying for a funeral, and the brother said, I need to talk to you. This brother left the church for more than 35 years. He had two daughters that just returned as a Mormon missionary, the Mormons. And my wife said, okay, what do you need to say? He said, I'm returning back to our faith. And my wife was, what? And my brother said, you know, I've made a journey of this, as a Mormon outside the Catholic Church. I couldn't find any kind of meaning in my life. And, you know, even my daughter just returned as a missionary. And I prayed about this. He said, almost a whole year I prayed about this. And I decided to come back to the Catholic Church. So the next day we went back to Mass. I preached on Lazarus, and the reading was how Martha and Mary was crying at the death of their brother, and how Jesus told them to untie Lazarus. And my wife said, that's my brother. He was called back to life, untied. And my wife and I, we went last year on a pilgrimage to honor Our Lady. And every time she go live, she share her brother. And he said part of his conversion, it's watching the pilgrimage that we've done over the years. And now he has, and his whole family's all coming. Even the first daughter, I said, I'm going with Dad. And now the rest of the family, they're all going to come back to the Catholic Church. And I just wanted to share that.
Thank you, Deacon. And, you know, very often Gospels speak exactly to what's going on in our life. This family member came back to the faith, came back to, life with Jesus, just like Lazarus, came out of the cave and was unbound and, lived life again, with Mary and Martha and Jesus. So very often the Gospels, kind of connect exactly what's going on in our life, and I'm glad it did for you, and your story has a very wonderful and happy ending, and I'm glad that you shared it with us this morning, Deacon. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you, Deacon. I appreciate that. And who knows how the Lord is going to work in people's lives as they witness to the scriptures, as they see that. And as you were saying, Father, being the best Catholic you can be, and as an example for those and sometimes, though, Father, let's be honest, it's hardest when people are closest to you. I mean, they've seen some of the not so holy moments in our lives, and that can be a dissuasion, can't it?
Of course, because there's so many other things going on in a family. I mean, it's not just, you know, talking about religion, but they might remember or have long-lasting memories of the time that there was yelling or, you know, you know some type of disruption and turmoil or tumult. And all of that's put in the mix, and it kind of makes the relationship within families very complex. It's never just about one thing, but memories from days gone by, and that can often, make it difficult to negotiate. And sometimes, you know, children, they don't want to give a victory to some family member, just saying, oh, I came back to the faith because of this person. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we just have to be patient and say someone else is going to be the person of influence. Someone else is going to, you know, kind of be the one that turns my child around. And we have to have humility about that and say maybe it's not going to be me.
Right, right.
And so as long as it happens, you know, yeah.
Right, yeah, it's a great point. Patience is always necessary in all of this, as we've said. When loved ones leave the faith is our topic here on The Inner Life and with our spiritual director, Father Dave Heaney. We've got lots more to come here on The Inner Life, but for now, let's listen to another miracle moment.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
There's so many people like us and that are listen to you, Patrick, when you helped me. It was a great thing because I was spinning my wheels in politics and I was alienating my family. My son didn't talk to me for 6 months.
Oh boy.
I thought, this is not the way to win the world. You know, Jesus already laid it out for me. So I had to follow in those footsteps.
That's beautiful.
I love you, Patrick. Thank you for your help. You really, and I tell people every day about you. And I love you and Cyrus. And I love all you guys. Relevant Radio has really changed me. Okay.
We reciprocate that love, Judy, and the prayers. Thank you for that.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123.
Thank you for sharing the love with Relevant Radio. You can share it at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. Please give hope. Give today, won't you? Our pledge drive's all over tomorrow. Give Hope, the theme of our spring pledge drive, wraps up at 5 in the afternoon tomorrow. We need today to be a big day. It's all set up, though. There's a 100% match going on the rest of this hour. 17 minutes left to go. We started the hour looking for 100 folks to come and be strong for Relevant Radio and give a gift on the phone or online. We've got 68 in so far. Leaves 32 more to go by the top of the hour. 17 minutes left to go. We can do it. We've got you, the world's greatest audience. Giving Hope at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. Give in any amount you like. It's all matched 100%. Consider giving in a recurring fashion. That's kind of a regular deduction every month for Relevant Radio. If you give at the $25 a month level, you're part of the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. That'll make it easier for your bookkeeping and ours as well. Special Mass will be offered for you on the 19th of March and the 1st of May as well. Your prayer intentions will be prayed for as Father Rocky heads up to St. Joseph's Oratory in Montreal at the National Shrine of St. Joseph in De Pere, Wisconsin. It happens as well. Thank you so much. We love to help you. We love to help build up your faith. You can build one another's faith up by keeping Relevant Radio on the air and going strong for 3 more months. Please give. Please be generous. Get your money matched now at 877-291-0123 or give Hope online at relevantradio.com.
So many great people who have given, and even this hour. And as Glenn said, we need just 32 more to get to 100 donors, 100 givers for this hour. And we'd love to see that happen before the end of the hour, before the top of the hour here. We've got Krina, who's given in Seattle, Washington, a nice gift of $200. Thank you so much for that. And that's a new market for us. If you're listening in one of the places that you just recently has gotten Relevant Radio, consider giving Hope and joining the mission of bringing Christ to the world through the media. It does really give hope in people's lives, as we've been talking about here on The Inner Life today. When people come back to the faith, I've heard it time and again, because they've been listening to Relevant Radio. You know, a lot of people praying for them, a lot of people fasting for them, a lot of people modeling the Christian life for them, but also they've introduced them to Relevant Radio. So that's a great thing you can do. Give Hope, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or 877-291-0123. Again, 877-291-0123. And if you donate at the dollar a day level or more, you're going to receive the world's first love, Mary, Mother of God. That is coming to you from Archbishop Fulton Sheen. That's the book. And talking to you all about Mary, our mother, from Bishop Sheen. He's going to discuss various problems common to mankind of every age. So give hope, give online at relevantradio.com through the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. Welcome back to The Inner Life here on Relevant Radio. My name is Patrick Conley. My thanks to Nick Zendovich, our producer, and Sarah Tafoya fielding the phone calls today for us as we're talking about when loved ones leave the faith. What is it that we can do to bring them back, to help them rediscover the wonders and joys of a life lived in relationship with the Lord and His church? Our spiritual director today, Father Dave Heaney, pastor of St. Bruno Catholic Church in Whittier, California. Father, we've gotten some phone calls coming in here, so let's go back to the phones. Maria is calling in from New Mexico. Maria, welcome to The Inner Life. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Patrick. I wanted to let everybody know never to give up hope. I was away from the church for many, many years, probably 30 years, and I was one of those spiritual but not religious. And but I wasn't even very spiritual. My mother prayed and prayed and prayed. And you know what? I came back to the church 8 years after she died. And I just, now I'm praying for my kids because obviously I wasn't a very good example to them. And I'm praying for them, but I have trust and I have hope in God, you know, that my prayers will be answered, even if not in this life.
Well, in a sense, your mother's prayers were answered after her death, and, you know, she's aware of your conversion now, your kind of return to the faith, and very happy for you. She's got full happiness now, God willing, if she's in heaven, but she's happy for you and the happiness that you found in returning to our Lord. So who knows what's going to happen with your children? Just live your faith as best as you can, Maria. Be joyful. Share with them if the topic comes up, you can share with them what your faith means to you. You don't have to be a real theologian about this. You can just simply say what joy you feel when you receive the Eucharist, what joy you feel when you read the Scriptures, what meaning and fulfillment you receive when you have the sense of being close to our Lord. I think just kind of those simple messages can have an impact. And then be patient. You know, like I say, I think your mother was a living embodiment of patience, and that's something that you can live out now with your children. And, you know, God willing, they will return, but, you know, continue to live the joy that your faith has for you now.
Thank you, Maria. What a great testimony. If someone in your life who has been praying for you when you were away from the faith, and you'd like to give your thanks to them here on the air, 888-914-9149 is our studio line. Let's go now to Chrissy, who's calling in from California. Chrissy, welcome to The Inner Life. Thanks for calling.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I was just calling because I hear so much about people's children leaving the faith. But in my case, I grew up in a Catholic family, but I would say a little bit lukewarm. And I had a big conversion of my own back in 2014. And I wouldn't say it always has been super well received. And so my parents, as they are getting older, I feel are becoming more lukewarm. And, you know, I try my best to be a witness. I pray constantly for them. And was just curious if you had any other suggestions, because, of course, as they get older, it can be a little bit concerning.
Mm. That's interesting, Chrissy. It's I think, a little bit rare. But what you might do is you always want to respect someone else's journey. But you might be curious about it and say, like, you know, why is it that this is happening? And so just maybe, you know, kind of engage them to see if you can draw them out in conversation about what is it that they feel about faith? What is it that they feel about our Lord? What is it that they feel perhaps about the end of their life? And just hear what they have to say, because I think just observing or just noticing that someone is becoming fading from the faith or becoming lukewarm is one thing. But discovering why can be fascinating and can be an avenue of conversation that might be life-changing, but we first have to find out what that is. So, and they might feel good about the interest that you've taken in them and in that area of their life. So perhaps just begin to engage in some conversations about, you know, their feelings about religion and their understanding and what their thoughts are about religion, about faith, and really about, you know, kind of the towards the end of their life. See what goodness that will bring.
The power of a well-asked question and the attentiveness to the response that people give, and it helps to tie us together and express our love and concern for others around us. So, Chrissy, thanks for the call. Hope that helps. Let's go now to Joanna, who's calling in from Texas. Joanna, welcome to The Inner Life.
I got away from the faith for quite a few years. I married my high school sweetheart. We were both went through Catholic schools. But at the age of 32, after having four children, he decided he didn't want to be married anymore. And so I basically went off the deep end. I'd never dated anybody else before or anything. So that was my spring fling, so to speak. But I had very close friends who I went through high school with. And one day I was at their home and they said, "We're going to Mass today. Do you want to go?" And I said, "You know, I'd like to," because I never thought of myself as not being Catholic. So I went, and that was sort of all it took. I went back where I lived and went to confession, and it's almost like I know they say born again Christians, but I now, about a month or so ago, I went in front of the parish at Mass, talked to them about the Divine Mercy, and we now do it the first Friday of every month that we never did before. I have miraculous medals that I give out free to anybody. And I talk to them about it. And then I have a lot of books from Matthew Kelly that I give out free. And I'm blessed that I've got the money that in September I'm going to be able to go to Rome when Drew goes. And I just feel like I'm a totally, totally different person, different Catholic than what I was when I was going through school and doing what I was supposed to do. So he's done a miracle through me as far as I'm concerned. I just am so blessed, and I have holy water that I give out. You know, anything that I can do and say to have other people stop and think for a minute, I do. And
I love the story, Joanne. I love that, what you're giving there. I'm sorry we're up against a hard break here coming up, but Father Heaney, would you like to respond to Joanna's story?
It sounds like it all began by going to Mass, and, you know, that's right. A perfect place for it to start. And so two things happened. She went to Mass, and then Joanna was open to what happened at Mass, and I think that made all the difference.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And giving out of resources is a great thing to do and to remind people of being Catholic. Well, Father Dave, we are grateful for, as always, for your spiritual advice, your spiritual direction for the hour, as we've been talking about when loved ones leave the faith. But may we end with a blessing from you, please?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we ask your fullest blessing on all of our beloved family members who need to return to you, and to bless the efforts of all those who pray for them and seek their return, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Well, Father Dave Heaney has been our spiritual director today. Check out his latest book, Luke 10 Leadership, available from Amazon. He's pastor of St. Bruno Catholic Church in Whittier, California. Grateful that you've joined us here for The Inner Life, and we've got lots more to come, of course, always on Relevant Radio, including another opportunity for you to give hope. We're going to talk about that just a bit more right after this.
What a good business to be in, the business of giving hope. That's the business we're in here at Relevant Radio. You're in that business, too. Thanks for listening and sharing with Relevant Radio at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio mobile app. 5 minutes left to go in this partnership challenge hour. It's a 100% match the rest of the way. We started the hour looking for 100 folks to step up and give to Relevant Radio. Got about 25 left to go. I think might be a couple less than that here in the last 5 minutes. Lots of ways to do it. Plenty of phone lines at 877-291-0123. You can go online, relevantradio.com. Unless you've got a cat on there, your keyboard's probably not too crowded. And you can also use the app at Relevant Radio. So we're happy to have you contribute and give hope with each and every gift. 877-291-0123. Help us to sneak over that next mark of $1.6 million on the way to 3 million by tomorrow at 5. That means we've got a lot of work to do yet today and tomorrow to keep Relevant Radio on the air for another 3 more months. That's our operating expense number, 3 million. But it keeps us on over 200 stations around the country and around the world at relevantradio.com. Thank you so much for your generous support. We love it. We need it. And we're glad to partner with you in this job of giving hope to one another. We want to give you some great thank you gifts in addition to keeping Relevant Radio on the air. We want to give you an Our Lady of Guadalupe framed prints when you give at the $100 a month level, $1,200 for the year. If you give at the $50 a month level, it's $600 for the year. The Real Presence Arch Diptych or the Dollar a Day giving level. That book from Fulton Sheen, The World's First Love, Mary, Mother of God. Check those out. Learn more online at relevantradio.com. As long as you're there, feel free to make a gift. And you can do it on the phone too, Patrick, at 877-291-0123.
I was wondering if you have a cat on your keyboard there, Glenn, if that's why you mentioned that. And we have,
not today.
Maybe,
not today.
Maybe there are. Maybe there are some folks with a cat on their keyboard. But if so, just remove the cat gently and then go to relevantradio.com or pull it up on your phone. If the cat's on the keyboard, pull it up on your phone on the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123. Give some hope right now. You know, we are $17,000 shy of our next goal, $1.6 million, and that would be great, especially in this dollar-for-dollar partnership challenge period, when every gift that you give, if you can give a sizable gift, now is the time to do it, because your gift will be automatically doubled. Partnership challenge just going on for these next 3 minutes or so in this hour, where your gift is doubled by calling 877-291-0123, giving online at therelevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app as well. Giving hope is what we're all about here at Relevant Radio, as we bring Christ to the world through the media. This is the place where people can come in, they can hear about the faith in a non-demanding way, but the Lord uses it to work hope in people's lives. That's something that we see time and time again. We hear them as people give testimonies about how the Lord has used Relevant Radio in their life to bring them, and as we were just talking about on The Inner Life, their loved ones back to the faith. Give some hope, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or Glenn by calling 877-291-0123.
Folks checking in from all over the place. Thanks to John in Chicago for his $100 gift. $100 from Thelma in Austin, Texas, check in, and even Elk River, Minnesota, and Judy joining us today. You can too at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com on the mobile app as well. Pushing ahead to the rest of the hour with just 2 minutes left now. 2 minutes left with a 100% match. Our partnership challenge continues, and then Mass on the way at noon. So kind of taking a break from the giving. You don't have to, though. You can still keep calling 877-291-0123 or pledge online at relevantradio.com. It's all over tomorrow afternoon, so it's really important that we hear from you today. Please, just get around to it. So often doing the right thing is a matter of getting around to it. Can you get around to it right now? Can you give and help create some more of those great stories we heard? Help some folks, help folks bring their families back together in the faith. The most common prayer request we get, my son or daughter has left the faith. Please pray that they come back. We're helping to make that happen here at Relevant Radio. If that is important to you, please call 877-291-0123 or pledge online, relevantradio.com. You give hope.
Yeah, so many ways that we are grateful for the ways that people do support Relevant Radio. Many of you sport bumper stickers on your car. We thank you for that. Many of you have signed up to be parish ambassadors and representing Relevant Radio in your parish. But, you know, with the great number of listeners we have, only a few are donors. And so become one of those. Give some hope today. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or by calling 877-291-0123. Just a couple minutes left to get to our goal for this hour. So 877-291-0123.